The public packed the Anchorage Education Center to testify about proposed cuts to support staff at the Anchorage School District. Many testified that school counselors should not be cut. Tracy Ashman is a counselor at Diamond High School who works with many special education students.
Since Christmas, the Anchorage School District has had 3 student suicides. My job is to intervene, and it's a critical role in student safety. The argument will be made that these crises can be handled through community resources. Unfortunately, crises cannot be scheduled, and this is very unrealistic.
Kim Duke has worked as a counselor at ASD Elementary Schools for 6 years. She says counselors are needed even for the youngest students.
They have parents divorcing, family in jail. They have been emotionally, physically, and sexually abused by those they should be able to trust. They have lost parents to accidents, illness, suicide, and crime. Sometimes they consider harming themselves. Interviewing elementary students for a suicide risk assessment is a sobering experience. Some as young as 5 have told others that they wish they were dead. Others have considered using kitchen knives to stab themselves. These are both situations that I have dealt with this year.
Students also testified. Ebony Brown, a senior at Service High School, said high school counselors should not be cut because of the critical role they play.
If you're going to make budget cuts, don't cut the counselors. They're like the moms of high school. They have the soothing words, they can calm people down, and they take charge like a mother would. And like their little lion cubs, they want to see them progress and succeed and actually like survive in the educational world.
Emily McKenzie, who is in the Ignite Gifted program at Baxter Elementary, said she was worried about the cuts to the program, which has become so important to her learning.
At Ignite, we get to learn a bunch of things that we don't get to learn in our normal classes. Like, I got to go to the Body World exhibit and do a unit on the brain, which I didn't get to do in my normal classes. And Ignite shows kids different ways of thinking from different kids at different schools. And if we stop busing and cut things in Ignite, then kids won't have that opportunity.
Susie Whitehead is a school nurse at Diamond High School. She testified in support of nurses' aides.
Why we need nurse aides. Number one, documentation. Without thorough and complete documentation, ASD is more vulnerable to lawsuits. The nurse aide documents every student who walks through the nurse office door. This allows the school nurse to spend more time thoroughly documenting the students for whom he or she has to provide significant intervention. In a word, it's a liability issue. Eliminating nurse aides exposes the district to increased risk, not to mention bad outcomes for students.
Jessica Stern is a teacher at the Newcomers Center. She said she's concerned about cuts to English language learner counselors, especially where she works.
In our situation at the Newcomers Center, we have a counselor whose official duties are counselor and teacher in charge. We have no designated principal, and our director is off-site. Without having a counselor at the Newcomers Center, basically we're a ship without a captain. And I would not be able to teach from when the bell rings to when it stops if I don't have a counselor there to support me.
Leanne Minster spoke in support of career resource counselors.
The quest for information about colleges, financial aid, scholarships is overwhelming. The CRC staff is as much a resource to the parent as to the student. I'm going through this daunting task myself with a senior, and I realize the value of these resources in the CRC. It is a full-time job, and it directly impacts the opportunities our graduates will have post-secondary education. And I remind you that when our kids lose, we all lose.
Dale Miller spoke out against cuts to the ASD warehouse and maintenance departments where he works.
Cuts to preventive maintenance only increases costs down the road. You know, if we're looking to the taxpayers when we go out and bond for major maintenance, we ought to at least be showing them that we're being responsible, trying to maintain the investment up front.
In all, nearly 50 people testified. The school board passed the preliminary budget 6-1 with Tamagosti Geisler the only nay vote. School board members tasked the superintendent and his staff with answering a dozen or so questions they had about the budget within the next few days. School board president Jeannie Mackey said, despite the impassioned testimony of so many, that she did not expect to make many amendments to the budget. The school board will take their final vote on the budget on February 21st. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.